We're ready.
Good evening. Welcome to the special permit and license board meeting for February 7th, 2024. If we could have the city clerk do the roll call, please.
Amin.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Hatfield.
Here.
McGill.
Here.
McCullough.
Here.
Moe.
Here.
Rommelfinger.
Present.
Hopefully everybody's had a few minutes to look over the approval of the minutes from the January 17th, 2024 meeting. If so, if there's any corrections, this is your time. And if not, if we get a motion to approve. Mr. Rommelfinger, can you turn on your microphone, please?
Thank you very much. Again, this is John Rommelfinger. I make a motion that we approve the minutes from Wednesday, January 17, 2024, as presented.
I second.
Perfect. All in favor, say aye. 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 Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion of the minutes passes. This time, we're going to move on to public hearing and new business. Special event permit for the Colorado Agriculture Leadership Program. Do we have representatives here? Perfect. Can we move the podium? I just looked at it. I'm like, well, that's not going to work.
We had an all hands meeting.
Yeah. Sorry about that, sir. Don't speak to us, speak to them. Right? Perfect. If you just hang tight for a second, we'll ask the city clerk to read in the application.
This public hearing is to consider an application for a special events permit from the Colorado Agricultural Leadership Program for their opening reception on February 28th, 2024 at the Butterfly Pavilion, 6252 West 104th Avenue, from 5 to 9 p.m. Colorado Agriculture Leadership Program is a qualifying social organization. This is the organization's first year applying for a special events permit in the city. A copy of the application is included in your packet, and it provides an introduction, event summary, and site plan. Pursuant to state law, the event site has been posted continuously for 10 days preceding this hearing to inform the public of the request to sell fermented malt beverage, Venice and spiritus alcohol, sorry about that mistake on there, for an on-premise consumption, and of this hearing opportunity to voice support or opposition to the application. No comments were received in the clerk's office as a result of this posting. The police department report is in your packet as well, and Detective Gordonaire is here at the hearing. I submit this information for the record.
Perfect. We'll go ahead and accept that evidence into the record. Detective Gordon, if you could raise your right hand, do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give us true and complete?
I do. Troy Gordon, liquor enforcement officer on behalf of the city. Police department did receive the special event permit from the Colorado Agricultural Leadership Program. The plan that they submitted seems to be proper and in order, and is very consistent with other plans for special events that have been held at the Butterfly Pavilion. Local background check was completed upon the applicant. There was nothing adverse that was found that would affect the application. They do state that IDs will be checked for those that are eligible to consume the alcohol, and service should be done by staff that's responsible, vendor trained. Based on that, the police department has no reason to deny application.
Perfect. Does anyone have any questions on the police report? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and accept that into the evidence. At this time, we'll ask the applicant to raise his right hand. Do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give us true and correct? Can you state your first name, last name, spell your last name, and your address for the record? And I could repeat that if you miss one. No, you're fine. Good job.
Did I miss one?
Nope, you did great.
I just hope that you all approve this.
Yeah, if you tell us a little bit about your event, what you're looking for, you know, what your plans are, why you're here.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the Colorado Ag Leadership Program reception, kind of an opening reception for aides and legislators to come and meet the fellows of the Colorado Ag Leadership Program, or Cal Fellows. And so that's what this permit application is for the 28th, just for us to bring out those legislators to come see the Butterfly Pavilion and try to strengthen.
Perfect. If you want to tell us a little bit about, before we open up for questions, about what type of liquor you're served, beer and wine you're serving, what are your liquor plans, what is your security plans, you know, what hours are you going to be serving alcohol, you know, just a little bit more information for the board, and then we'll have the board ask you questions. Perfect. Thank you. This time we'll open it up for the board. Question from the board.
Hi there. Do you know if you're going to have any off-duty police officers or any type of security for the event at all?
I think security will. Thank you for the question. I think security will be there. I'm not sure police officers will be, but I know that if that's something that we would consider, we wouldn't have a problem with that.
Well, how many people are you expecting to get this event? Detective, do you know if there's any off-duty police officers ordered?
I don't believe they requested any, but the third-party vendor he's referring to provides servers and security and have for other events that have been held at the pavilion.
Perfect. I have been to a couple of events there, and they're mid-secure.
A couple questions for you. So the Westin will not be providing any alcohol, and I'll be the third-party vendor?
Correct.
Okay.
They have... The events at the Butterfly Pavilion, not the Westin.
I thought it was at the Western.
He said their conference the next day is at the Westin. The party the night before is at the Butterfly Pavilion. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, so February 29th is the start of the Ag Forum.
Okay.
We're having an opening reception, legislative reception on the 28th at the Butterfly Pavilion.
Okay.
The 28th is at the Butterfly Pavilion. The 29th is at the Westin next door.
Okay. No alcohol. Okay, so where's the third party serving the alcohol at? What day?
The 28th.
Okay.
At the Butterfly Pavilion.
Okay, and is this the first time you've held this in Westminster?
No, we held the Ag Forum event at the Westin last year. It's the first legislative reception that we'll be holding in Westminster. Last year it was in Denver, but with such a beautiful venue.
I'd just like to show my appreciation for choosing Westminster to have it in. Thank you very much.
I have a question. Is the Butterfly Pavilion closed at a certain time before your event starts?
Yes. Oh. They'll be closing down, I think, an hour early that day.
Okay.
Just to ensure that everything's right. And then they'll keep that staff until 9.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Just one question. Are you staying at the Westin tonight? Because it's like 7 or 8 hours down to Cortez, isn't it?
I'm actually staying. I have an apartment in Denver.
Oh, okay.
I'm from Montrose, and my dad's a representative, which is why
Perfect. Do we have any other questions from the board? Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak for or against this application? Seeing none, we'll close the public portion of this hearing, open it up for board discussion or a motion.
Based upon the evidence and testimony presented, I move to approve the application from Colorado Agricultural Leadership Program for a special event permit for an event to be held on February 28th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Butterfly Pavilion.
Second.
Perfect. If we get a roll call vote, Ms. Barajas.
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Sorry.
Hatfield?
Yes.
McGill?
Yes.
McCullough?
Yes.
Moe?
Yes.
Rommelfinger?
Yes.
Perfect. Motion passes.
This is your permit, and I gave you signs just in case the Butterfly Pavilion didn't have them. They may already have them, so just recycle them. Okay? And you just need to have that.
I don't. I just brought it out just in case I wanted to reference. All right, I'm going to put it up now. It's going away.
Good luck. Yes, nice to meet you.
Fine.
Have a good event.
All right. At this time, we're going to move on to our next special events permit for Highland Hills Foundation. Do we have representatives here? Looks like we do. Perfect. If we could ask the city clerk to go ahead and read the report into the record.
This is another public hearing for a special events permit from the Highland Hills Foundation for a cornhole tournament at the Highland Hills Sports Center, 4201 West 94th Avenue, on February 24th, 2024, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Highland Hills Foundation is a qualifying social organization registered with the state of Colorado, and this is the organization's first 2024 application. A copy of the application is in your packet, and it provides an introduction, event summary, and site plan. Pursuant to state law, the event site has been posted continuously for 10 days preceding this evening to inform the public of the request to sell malt, venison, and spirituous liquor for on-premise consumption, and of this hearing opportunity to voice support or opposition to the application. No comments were had been received in the city clerk's office as a result of this posting. Again, Detective Gordon Ayer is here, and he'll present the findings of his report. I enter this information for the record.
Perfect. We'll go ahead and enter the city clerk's report to the evidence. Go ahead, Mr. Gordon Ayer.
The police department did receive a special event permit license for Highland Hills Foundation, the event to be held at the Highland Hills Sports Center. The plan indicates the plan that they provided is similar to previous plans that have been held at the Highland Hills Sports Center and appears to be proper. Local background checks were completed upon the applicants. There was nothing found that would adversely reflect the affect the application. They do indicate they'll be checking IDs, and there should be staff on hand, the responsible vendor trained. Previous events that the foundation have held have not had any prior alcohol-related violations. Therefore, the police department has no reason to deny application.
Perfect. Any questions on the police report? Seeing none, well, we'll go ahead and enter that into the record. If you can go ahead and raise your right hand. Do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and correct? If you could state your first name, last name, and address for the record, and spell your last name for us, please. Perfect, thank you. If you just want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about your event, what you're looking for while you're here.
Swim and have taught kids over 15,000 children to swim.
Perfect, thank you. Does the board have any questions for the applicant? Seeing no questions. Is there anyone in the public who'd like to speak for or against this application? Seeing none, we'll close the public portion of this hearing and open it up for board discussion. Perfect, thank you. This time we'll close the public portion of the hearing and open it up for board discussion or a motion. Any discussion regarding this? Seeing none, if we could get a motion.
Based on the evidence and testimony presented, I move to approve the application from Highland Hills Recreation Center for the cornhole event to be held at the Highland Hills address on 94th. And start time, you said from 9 until 6 was the time I think you listed, but 10 to 5. Okay.
Can we get a second? Perfect. If we can get a roll call vote, please. Since I started that the first one.
Amin?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Hatfield?
Yes.
McGill?
Yes.
McCullough?
Yes.
Moe?
Yes.
Rommelfinger?
Yes.
Perfect. Motion passes. Thank you. This time we're going to move to executive session regarding SCPs.
We're going to adjourn?
We are going to adjourn public hearing and move to executive session. Okay.
The study session is at the request of Detective Gordner regarding some changes and cleanup of the city's special event permits that are pulled each year. And he just wants to discuss with you some issues and some changes we're going to be making to usually the 15 that they pull each year for their events.
Seeing none, we'll go ahead and adjourn this meeting and move to executive session.